Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three. Last half hour of today. Last half hour of this week on this Friday, October 18th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Can you pull that USB port out of that computer, please? That little USB port right there. Thank you. One of the things that we're going to be doing is talking about the process. Put it on top of the computer so I can see it. Nope, right on the left corner, the left of the mouse. Thank you. The process of getting information out this election cycle. We talk about this. We have talked about this video. We've talked about getting information out, asking you guys to text me 231-360-5140, requesting things from me so that you can share it. PAG's video, the 10xvotes.org website, different information. Well, on Twitter, on my X account, yesterday I posted an hour and 6 minute interview, sit down, casual. They were in jeans, they were in shirts. Basically, just two guys sitting side by side on a stage in front of roughly about 1,000 people was an interview that was conducted there by Tucker Carlson and J.D. Vance. Two 40-year-old, 50-year-old guys, I'm not even sure how old they are, basically just sitting there shooting the crap, basically. With microphones on a stage in front of, I think he said there was 1,000, 1,500 people at this venue. Tucker Carlson going around the entire country during the month of September having special guests on. Well, J.D. Vance was one of them that was on the stage with him. This was September 21st in Pennsylvania, right across from Hershey Park. Now, one of the things that's pretty interesting in this is the fact that this was a situation where they had a scheduled appearance for J.D. Vance. But in the process, he explained that he almost didn't make it because he took his sons, 7-year-old, 4-year-olds, to Hershey Park where they have basically circus rides. And he promised his sons to go on the tilt-a-whirl if they would agree to go on the roller coaster. They were afraid of the roller coaster. He didn't really want to go on the tilt-a-whirl, but that was the deal they made. So the boys agreed. They went on the roller coaster. Now they said, Dad, you got to come with us on the tilt-a-whirl. Well, if you know what that is, and he described it really funny, you get in this enclosed capsule and it starts to go around. He said, well, not only does it start to go around, but the capsule itself starts to spin. He said he was only in that ride for roughly about 30, 45 seconds and he went, oh Lord, help me. I am going to throw up. And then he kept looking as he was going around in this ride. He kept seeing all the people that were standing there with phones out, videotaping him and his sons on this ride. And all he could think of was that if I hurl right now, this is going to come out of this capsule and absolutely spray all these people that are standing around the outside of this ride. and it's going to be like, you know, that old-fashioned sprinkler, right? This is what he said on the stage. He said, I was going to be like one of those old-fashioned sprinklers, and I was going to be spewing vomit all over these people. He said, all I could do was, Lord, please, 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 don't force me to vomit right now. He closed his eyes. He sat back for the ride and tried to calm himself. I mean, this is the kind of description this guy gave, how brutally honest he was with Tucker Carlson. It was absolutely hilarious. But then it turned to politics. It turned to policy. It turned to questions. Tucker Carlson was prepared to talk to JD, wanting to not only get to know the guy better, but to understand his political brain, where he comes from. How does he perceive things in the real world that we are dealing with? It was probably one of the best interviews I have ever seen Tucker Carlson do. J.D. Vance, in my opinion, hit it out of the park. He talked about the federal government. He talked about bureaucracies. He talked about the border. He talked about illegal immigration. He talked about all the problems we are having. He talked about rural hospitals and how they're getting closed because they're being overwhelmed by people in the system who should not be in the system, should not even be here. It was an amazing interview. If you haven't seen it yet, I highly recommend that you look at it. And if you would like me to text you a link to it, I want you to just text me TC for Tucker Carlson. TC for Tucker Carlson. I'll send you the link. You can watch the interview. You can hear the questions. You can hear the response. It was absolutely phenomenal. I posted it on my Twitter X account. If you're not on Twitter X, sorry, you can't follow me. But you can watch the post. And I did share it, and I can send it to you. Again, just text me TC and I'll send it to you. It's an hour and 6 minutes long, and it does have a bunch of pop-up ads, sponsors throughout the interview. Thank God you can actually let them play for about 3-4 seconds and then hit the skip button. But it was a great interview. And it absolutely shows, I believe, the momentum that J.D. Vance has brought to the Trump ticket. And if you look at the overall picture of things, folks, if, in fact, the Real Clear Politics map holds true, and Donald Trump does win with 312 Electoral College votes to Kamala Harris's 226, there's going to be an absolute paradigm shift in federal government. He talks about it. He said that the people of the United States have not had representative government in decades, have not had a president and a vice president that understands the opportunity, the task, the mission that they have been assigned to. The movement is not part of the Republican Party. He said that him and Donald Trump has brought a new form of politics to the Republican Party, and that the Republican Party is now forced to deal with it based on this movement. He said the movement is of the people. The movement is of the people like him growing up in West Appalachia mountainous areas, dealing with addiction, dealing with basically poverty, dealing with dysfunction, dealing with the government, dealing with college, going on to law school, becoming a Marine. That entire process he talked about in this interview. I think J.D. Vance was the best pick that Donald Trump could have picked to be his vice president. And if, in fact, they win in 4 years of Donald Trump and then he's gone, he's term limited out, J.D. Vance as the incumbent vice president, young enough to then serve for 8 years as president of the United States, I think they truly can fix what's wrong with this country. We talked about with Pastor Chatfield in the history lesson how far our federal government is so completely out of control, away from what our founding fathers wrote the Constitution for, never envisioned the things that the federal government has grown into. Well, to hear J.D. Vance talk in this interview with Tucker Carlson, very clear and very obvious to me, they get it. They understand how much the federal government needs to be reined in. If what Dr. Sherry O'Donnell described is true, the military and FEMA not doing everything they could in an efficient manner with the resources that they had available to take care of those people, to rescue those people in North Carolina, what's wrong with this picture? Who is in charge of our army? Who's in charge of FEMA? Who's in charge of running these federal agencies? And it's got to change. It absolutely has got to change. So again, if you'd like to see that video, and again, it's an hour and 6 minutes long. So when you get it, make sure you have time to look at it probably later in the evening. Be able to absolutely take advantage of it. That's what you need to do. Because I got to tell you, this interview was eye-opening to me. Oh, I've seen the rallies. I've heard him talk. I watched the vice presidential debate. The guy is very sharp, very on topic, very direct, very knowledgeable. He gets it. But the way he delivers it in this sit down, wearing a pair of jeans and an untucked shirt, drinking Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew, it was funny, and a cup of coffee, was absolutely eye-opening to me. So again, if you like that video, text me TC for Tucker Carlson and I'll send it to you. It's a link to my Twitter X account post, but definitely, definitely eye-opening and something you need to see and something actually you need to share. Good job on that interview, Tucker Carlson and J.D. Vance. Again, almost a month ago in Pennsylvania. Last segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin', the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin' of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, final segment of this week. Joe Pags, national syndicated talk show host, put together a 2-minute and 42-second video, complete with bar graphs and information, real numbers that he did research on. 9 specific indexes that he looked at. I want you to listen to this video. I want you to text me Pags. I'm going to send it to you in a text message. You need to share it.
Important to all of us. Do me a favor and take a breath. Don't scroll. Watch the numbers I'm going to give you. A lot of you on the left are arguing about emotion. A lot of you on the right are arguing that it's about, hey, 4 years ago, this, that, and the other. Let's get real numbers that you can now sink your teeth into. If you're on the left, you're going to find out exactly what Harris, Biden have done. If you're on the right, you're going to find out exactly what Trump did. This is not a chart I made up. This is an actual chart put together based on the Federal Reserve, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Energy Information Agency, and the NASDAQ. These are real numbers that you can sink your teeth into, that you can take to work and show them at the water cooler, that you can have after dinner if there's an argument about politics. Let's just take the emotion out and talk about numbers. The inflation rate year over year under Trump, 1.89%. Under Biden-Harris, 5.28%. Inflation cumulative, 7.8% higher under Trump, 19.2% higher under Biden-Harris. Average gas price under Trump down 5.4% to $2.49 average, up 46.6% under Biden-Harris, $3.50 average. 30-year mortgage rates down 34.8% under Trump, 3.86% average, up 132% under Biden-Harris, 5.45% average if you can get a mortgage. Average rent costs up 11.8% under Trump, up 21.6% under Biden-Harris. NASDAQ composite was up 138.2% under Trump, up 39.4% under Biden-Harris. Grocery prices up 6.5% under Trump, up 20.9% under Biden-Harris. Electricity prices were up 4.2% under Trump, up almost 30% at 29.6% under Biden-Harris. And real hourly wages, a big indicator, up almost 7% under Trump, 6.8%, down 2.2% under Biden-Harris. These are real numbers that I didn't make up. These are numbers you can go and research and verify. These are numbers that are based on July 12, 2024. The jobs numbers, of course, got worse since then with a readjustment down by about 1 million jobs. Now, get emotional if you want and complain about somebody's hair or how they tweet or whatever or their age. Or you can actually look at numbers and decide who was the better CEO, who was the better person in charge. Because Harris is no different than Biden, except she's a little more progressive, more liberal on policies, which will cost everybody even more money should she win. Any questions on this, make sure that you post them right here. Make sure you share this, and I appreciate you staying till the end of the video. It's important that we have real knowledge, and that's what I just gave you. Come on.
Real numbers. Numbers don't lie. Again, if you go through these nine indexes, every aspect of our lives, from energy, gasoline, electricity, interest rates on mortgages, rent, food, inflation, all of it. Now, this video is 2 minutes and 42 seconds long. As you heard him say the audio on this show, he actually took time to create bar graphs on the left of the data that he's talking about. When he mentions Trump numbers, he shows that bar graph. When he talks about Biden-Harris numbers, he shows their bar graph. You can see with your own eyes exactly the numbers he's describing. Folks, I have made a pledge that I'm going to play this video every single day, including Tuesday, November 5th. Many of you have asked me for it. Many of you have not. If you have not texted me PAGS, P-A-G-S, yet, you need to do it. You need to do it right now. I don't care if it's later today when you're hearing the replay of the show. I don't care if it's Saturday, Sunday, Monday morning, when it's being rebroadcast at roughly about 8:56 a.m. on Monday morning. This is a standing invitation for you to text me PAGS, P-A-G-S, and I will send it to you. But it comes with a responsibility. If you text me PAGS and I send it to you, you must share it with at least 10, 20 people in your contact list. You need to forward this to everybody you know. Ask them to share it as well. In the text message I send you, it actually says that. PAGS video, please share with everyone you know. And there's the link. The more people that see this video, the more people that get this information, maybe, just maybe, they'll wake up and be motivated to vote for Trump to make sure that he defeats Harris here in Michigan. Because the bottom line is, it's all based on information. It's all based on getting out the vote. That's the bottom line. If we get out the vote, he wins Michigan. He wins the White House. Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin hold the keys. And we're part of it. So again, text me PAGS, and I'll send you that video. As a follow-up, if you would like the 10X information, text me 10X, and I'll send you that information to look up 1.7 million Michigan Republicans that may not vote on November 5th. You can search for them, talk to them, and send them the PAGS video. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back on the radio on Monday. You guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you then.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
SecuritySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.